The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
To be absolutely accurate, the most expensive alcohol in the European Union, two countries outside of the European Union, Norway and Iceland, have more expensive drink than we have. But does this have a benefit in that it acts as perhaps a disincentive to excessive drinking? Does it also provide the money for dealing with the health consequences of excessive consumption of alcohol? We have a couple of guests with us. Patricia Callan, Director at Drinks Ireland. Why is Irish alcohol so much more expensive here than anywhere else? Who makes all the money out of that?
Well, the government. So we have the second highest excise rate in alcohol of any country in the EU. So we have the highest on wine by far, the second highest on both beer and cider, and the third highest on spirits. So just to put that in context, if you buy a 70cl bottle of Irish whiskey here in an off-licence, then €11.92 of that is going straight in excise, and that would obviously be charged on top of that again. Whereas if you buy that same bottle in Italy, for example, it's a quarter of the excise. So you could have a situation which happens quite frequently that tourists, when they're here, are buying product in the brand homes in terms of the distilleries and breweries, and then they go home to find they can find it cheaper.
But is that maybe a good thing in that it gives the government plenty of revenue to use for our health service, particularly when so many of our health problems are caused by excessive consumption of alcohol?
Well, in total, between excise and VAT, €2.3 billion goes into the exchequer each year. And obviously, it's consumers that are paying that, but it's obviously also the businesses. And it is a serious competitive disadvantage for people operating here versus in other markets. So that money goes into central exchequer. It's not red-circled in any way. The government then decides how to redistribute that money. That money is not directly linked. But certainly, I think, you know, it's one of those issues that, you know, we, in terms of coming out of COVID, having been really hard hit as an industry, are looking very much for the government to be looking at measures like this in terms of trying to regain some of that competitiveness loss. We need to be back at the EU average levels, and we'll be campaigning for excise reductions in this year's and next year's budget.
But what about the argument as well that if you charge more for drink, which is a similar argument to the introduction of minimum unit pricing, that you then disincentivise people from excessive consumption?
Well, alcohol consumption here overall has been declining very significantly. So in the last 20 years, it's fallen by 30%. So I think, you know, in terms of during that time, alcohol prices have increased, consumption has fallen, but there isn't a direct link between the two per se. The government have decided to introduce minimum unit pricing from next year, so that will increase the price that a product can't be sold beneath, but that then again will drive up overall costs. So I think in terms of the Eurostat numbers again next year, just like this year and previous years, we'll be very high up the rankings. And that is an issue again when people come here. Most often they say that they want to come and experience an Irish pub, and then they're surprised by how expensive it is when they get here.
Eoghan McKinney, Head of Communications, Alcohol Action Ireland. Is it fair to moderate drinkers, to those who use alcohol responsibly, to charge them more for it than they would be charged anywhere else in the European Union?
Well, I think there's, first of all, good evening, Matt. I think there's a variety of factors that are involved in the price of alcohol and in the context of what is the basket, the CPI basket of alcohol products that make up the mean or average price for this particular endeavour. Includes off-trade and on-trade. And obviously, in the on-trade, where we consume a third of our alcohol in normal circumstances, obviously not at the moment, you know, your purchasing power is greatly diminished because we know what the high price of alcohol is in the on-trade. But that's because there's a variety of other factors that are involved. And I'm sure, you know, the Vintners Federation or the Licensed Vintners Federation would be at pains to express, you know, the various costs that are placed on business in terms of labour costs, rates costs, insurance costs, etc., that escalates those prices. So, I mean, there's a huge disparity
government taxes are the major component, aren't they, in selling prices up?
Absolutely not.
But we have way higher government taxes than nearly any other country.
We do in the context of the various products, but it's not the highest component of the product price. It is not, absolutely not. Because in the off-trade, in terms of supermarkets and licensed convenience stores, etc., we know from our studies that you can buy a standard drink of beer for 52 cent. But you can't buy that standard drink in a pub for 52 cent. In fact, you won't pay any less than 2.50 for that standard drink probably in an on-trade setting. So the disparity is huge here in that context. And of course, you know, in terms of the overall mix of this, the alcohol producers will sell a product in Romania for a price that reflects the capacity of the market to withhold that. And they're doing the same in Ireland. So it's not fair to say that this is all down to the excise duty, because it simply isn't. There's a multiple range of factors that are involved in the cost of the product. And just to pick up the point that where you started with the health costs involved here, I mean, we know that the figure in relation to our health costs is at least 1.8, 1.9 billion annually at the current rate of expenditure on public health. And, you know, we gather about 1.2 billion in terms of excise duty. So that gap on just the health cost alone isn't borne out. And indeed, if you take it to a wider societal cost at 3.6 billion, we're three times the multiple here. So
the alcohol industry
gets away scot-free in relation to what it's paying for the harms that's been caused.
But would you accept that alcohol consumption has dropped significantly and dramatically since the turn of the century? And would you agree that pricing has had something to do with that?
No, I think what happened at the turn of the century was we got to a peak of a period in our lives in Irish society and the development of Irish society called the Celtic Tiger, which essentially led us into a frankly hedonistic period when we were drinking like there was no tomorrow. And that was an exceptional peak in 2001, was what you're referring to. The average overall has been consistent now for around the better part of a decade, and that's at 10 or 11 litres per capita. That's where we reside, that's where we sit. And so why is that the case? Well, obviously the price is a factor in that, but the availability of it and the marketing and promotion that goes into alcohol is what's sustaining that high level of alcohol consumption and alcohol harms as a result of that.
Would you increase taxes further, make drink more expensive as a disincentive to consumption?
Well, the first thing I would absolutely do is I would put the excise duty on a CPI index. We've had there's been three excise duties increases in those 20 years in Ireland, contrary to popular belief, only three. And there has been no change in the excise duties essentially since 2010 or 2011. So, and none of the excise duties are index linked. So they're, in actual fact, what's happening is the price of alcohol, if you strip out all the other costs, is essentially becoming more affordable. And that's borne out by the most available household budget survey, which demonstrates that we're actually spending less on alcohol at a household level, but we're actually drinking the same.
Well, Patricia Callan, the government is going to need to get extra money somewhere from the budget in October. Is drink likely to be a target, do you think?
Well, absolutely not. Obviously, as we know, the hospitality sector continues to be closed indoors, and we're hoping that obviously that will change quite quickly on the 19th of July. So that industry has now been closed for a year and a half, and it's critically important in the context of their competitiveness that people will come back to them when they actually get the opportunity to open. So the last thing that a government would do would be to increase excise. And to be clear, in terms of those excise rates, you know, whilst they haven't moved dramatically year on year, they're stuck at this ridiculously high mark of being the second highest in the EU. Excise in total is 1.3 billion, but VAT and excise together is 2.3 billion. So you've got the VAT cost on top as well that the government is taking. So one third of the price of the pint in that pub is going directly to the exchequer. And that's certainly a major issue when it comes to competitiveness and our attractiveness to overseas visitors, which again we hope we'll be able to attract back as soon as possible.
Last word to you, and that's Eunan. You wanted to come in there when Patricia was speaking?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say again, if you take the CPI index since 2001, it's about 28%. We've seen no shift on those excise duties largely in that period. So the actual fact, the reality is that alcohol, the excise duties on alcohol is getting cheaper, not dearer. It's not that it has a rising factor, it's getting cheaper. The inflation rate is not...
One voice at a time, please. Eunan, finish the point.
If we're going to have some degree of an economic argument, we have to take into it the annual index inflation rate, and that is not reflected in the excise duty.
Very briefly,
that's
Patricia.
Our excise here in beer is 1,000% higher than what it is in Germany, in Spain and Bulgaria and Luxembourg. 14 countries have no excise at all in wine. If we are a big drinks producing country, which we are, we've got great brands, great entrepreneurship, then we have to support that. And excise is a comparative tax. And what we're saying is that that needs to be reduced in order to able to for us to compete across the EU.
Okay, thank you very much, Patricia Cullen from Drinks Ireland, Una McKinney of Alcohol Action Ireland.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.